USA News. I'm Corey Myers. On this date back in 1955, Rosa Parks famously refused to move to the back of a bus so a white man could have her seat. She was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and credited with the civil rights movement in the United States. This week, the Congressional Black Caucus marked the 60th anniversary, and they're urging Congress to support a bill that would declare today, Rosa Parks Day, a federal holiday. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer responding to Hunter Biden's stipulation that he will abide by a congressional subpoena, but only if it's held publicly.
We have asked him to come in on December 13th. His attorney said today that he would gladly come in, but only for a public hearing. He will have a public hearing after we do the deposition. This is the way credible investigations are conducted.
Comer telling Fox News Digital that Hunter Biden isn't above the law and he will have to abide by that subpoena. The ceasefire over between Israel and Hamas after more than 100 hostages were freed as part of that seven-day ceasefire, each side blaming the other for the collapse of the ceasefire. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed trails as the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, has died. O'Connor was 93 and died due to complications related to advanced dementia. President Biden preparing for a fundraising sprint with at least 9 high-dollar fundraisers in early to mid-December. The president on Tuesday will travel to Boston for a trio of fundraisers, including a concert headlined by James Taylor. At the end of the week, he'll head west for 2 fundraisers in L.A., including one with some of Hollywood's heavyweights attending. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
McDonald's set to make some major changes to their most popular menu items. The Golden Arches saying that the new and improved burgers will include over 50 modifications, including their signature burger, the Big Mac.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a zesty seed bun.
Those two all-beef patties will be cooked in smaller batches for a more uniform sear. There'll be more secret special sauce with lettuce, cheese, and pickles that will be fresher and meltier, and the former sesame seed bun will be a buttery brioche roll, with the sesame seeds more randomly scattered for a homemade look. Bruce Springsteen's drummer, Max Weinberg, suing the owners of a Florida car restoration company, claiming that they promised to restore a vintage car for him, saying that that Florida-based company stole $125,000 from him. That lawsuit against Investment Auto Group, Weinberg saying that the company promised a 1957 Mercedes-Benz Roadster would be brought back to like-new condition, but they failed to deliver. Weinberg had put down a $125,000 deposit and wanted his money back when the work didn't get done. They refused. He's seeking $375,000 from Arthur Siegel, members of his family, and the Investment Auto Group. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.